So what's the current state of staffing in our national parks, Jeff?
So to start with, parks have been historically understaffed, and recently we had a 9% cut a couple weeks ago. This is probationary employees, people who had less than a year of service. There were also 700 people who took a voluntary retirement. So the parks have just lost a lot of knowledge, a lot of talent, just as spring break comes up, and there's going to be a surge in park visitation, and summer high season is right on the heels.
In terms of these cuts, how many open vacancies were there that were cut as well with this 9% cut?
Well, I don't have that number, Chris, but I can tell you that one of the things that happened is there were a lot of vacancies for seasonal employees. And seasonal employees are critical. They clean bathrooms, they empty garbage cans, they help with engaging with visitors. And so although seasonals have now been approved for hiring, that process has been delayed. The Human Resources Agency within the department, within the Park Service, is dealing with a lot of retirees. So that process is backed up, and that could cause real problems this summer at a number of different parks around the country.
Jeff, if folks are planning to visit a park, maybe for spring break or over the summer or any point in the next several months, what do they need to know and where can they find out the information if the park they're visiting is fully open or not?
Sure. Well, I would recommend they go on the National Park Service's website, nps.gov. If they're going to a place like Great Smoky Mountains National Park in the western part of the state, they'd learn that Big Creek and Cataloochee Valley are closed because of damage from Hurricane Helene. So this is a time when the park is recovering from this unusual and destructive storm. So it's really put the agency in a bit of a bind to try to repair those parks, the campgrounds, the roads, the historic buildings, so that they can greet visitors and visitors can have an exceptional visitor experience.
Yeah, I do want to piggyback on that with Helene and kind of the impacts that we're seeing from Hurricane Helene and these parks trying to get back open. Are there things that folks can do to help these parks kind of become revitalized and get back to where they were before the storm came through?
Sure. One of the things they can do is reach out to their congressional representatives, right? Every American has two U.S. senators and a congressional representative, and I would suggest that they call them and encourage the National Park Service to rehire these staff members so that they can actually manage these parks appropriately. Right? The people who work in these parks are not bureaucrats. They're our neighbors. Their kids go to school with our kids. They go to church with us. They're dedicated public servants, and we really need them on the ground. Aside from that, I would recommend that if people go to parks like Guilford Courthouse this weekend, big celebration there this weekend, thank a Park Service employee, whether it's a ranger or whether it's somebody who's taking out the trash or doing some maintenance.
What do you want folks to know about our parks just in general and how great they are across the country and particularly in our region of North Carolina?
Sure. So Great Smoky Mountains National Park is one of the most biologically diverse parks in the temperate world. Unbelievable. And parks as a whole, there are more than 1,600 threatened and endangered species found in America, and roughly a third of them make their home in national parks. So parks are critical for wildlife conservation. There's so many different experiences. There's national seashores, there's national battlefields. Parks bring America's history alive. People can go and walk the hallowed grounds of Gettysburg, where thousands of soldiers gave their lives for the fight for equality, or visit the room where the Declaration of Independence was signed, or go to Guilford Courthouse in Greensboro this weekend and experience a reenactment of a battle that happened 244 years ago tomorrow in the Revolutionary War.
Jeff, as I let you go, where can our listeners go to learn more?
Sure. National Parks Conservation Association is online, npca.gov. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. Come on, learn more, and let's support our parks together, all of us.
Great stuff. It's Jeff Hunter, who is the Southern Appalachian Director of the National Parks Conservation Association. Jeff, really appreciate the time and the perspective this morning.
Thanks, Chris.